Your taxes hold the key.
Now that the Charities Harmonization Act has been passed, existing approved charitable organizations may write to the Exempt Organization Unit in TAJ to request an approved charitable organization exemption certificate. This certificate enables charities to receive exemptions under various revenue acts. Charitable organizations that have not had prior approval of their charitable status are not eligible to receive the exemptions available under the Harmonized Act. They may, however, apply for such approval. In this Yuletide season, charities receiving goods from overseas are advised to get the requisite certificate before shipping to receive exemption or be willing to pay the necessary customs charges. For further information, call our Exempt Organization Unit at 948-1227 or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
Under the Free Movement Clause of the CARICOM Single Market and the Economy CSME, skilled nationals are entitled to work throughout the region. This after they have obtained a CARICOM Skill Certificate. What are the requirements to get a CSME Skill Certificate in Jamaica? Get the facts now. There are several categories of skilled workers who are currently able to access employment in other Caribbean islands. Director of the Work Permit Unit in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Lisa Ann Grant, says these include
graduates of all recognized universities in the world, artists, musicians, sportspersons, media workers, artisans with a Caribbean vocational qualification, holders of associate degrees or comparable qualifications.
However, if you're a skilled worker seeking employment within CARICOM, you will need a skills certificate. Applying for a CSME skills certificate is relatively easy. Here's what you will need.
A completed application form from the Ministry of Labour's office. With that, persons are expected to take a certified copy of their qualifications, be that a university degree, associate degree, certificate or diploma, or professional qualifications. If it's an NCTVET qualification for the artisan group, then it is expected to be at least a level 2.
Other important documents needed to acquire a CSME skills certificate include a verification letter from the institution which awarded the qualifications, a certified copy of your birth certificate, passport page, and 3 certified passport-sized photographs. You will also need a police report from your country of residence for the past 3 years. While there is no current charge to acquire a CARICOM skills certificate, steps are being taken to establish a fee structure. The fees are aimed at offsetting the cost of services provided by the Free Movement Committee within the Ministry of Labour and Social Security. These services include the checks carried out before certificates are issued.
Currently, CARICOM qualifying certificates are issued free of charge to the applicant, but at a considerably high administrative cost to the ministry. This co-opting of human resources results in a loss of manpower and the incurring of expenses due to the need to provide amenities for these fortnightly meetings. Additionally, our counterparts elsewhere in CARICOM provide these services at a cost.
Labour Minister Derek Kellyer. For more information about the CARICOM Skills Certificate, visit the Ministry of Labour's website at mlss.gov.jm or call the Work Permit Department at 922-6740. That's it for Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.